Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha and good evening, brothers and sisters. This is 99.5 FM, The Word, and you're listening to Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. My co-host with me tonight is my bride and my forever wingless angel. That would be Sister Lynn.
Aloha, everyone. It's a motivational Monday, and the day we just got back from Saguaro.
Hey. Well,
Thank you, Jesus.
We've got some guests in the house tonight. Pastor Quan is still in Arizona. No, we didn't leave him there. He's with family.
Amen.
And we've got Pastor James Bird Meyer.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
And if you heard that soft chuckle in the back, that's the melodious voice of Brother Jeff Rasmussen.
Hey, brother, hallelujah.
Minister.
Minister Jeff Rasmussen.
Minister Jeff.
I was getting stuck on the melodious part.
Hey, thank you.
Free. I think he sings pretty good. Anyway, Free Inside here is Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii, 99.5 FM, also in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. And we have streaming available at www.995theword.com and also at www.grace911.com.
Mahalo, Bula.
You're welcome.
We thank you for tuning in tonight, this Motivational Monday, and joining us as we talk story about Jesus and share an encouraging word to lift you up. Reverend Bula, Pastor Bird, Minister Jeff, and Sister Lynn is available and willing to serve the kingdom. So if you need an MC, a wedding officiant, someone to play music at your wedding, inspirational speaker, or need a word of encouragement, please call these men and women of God at 808-222-2822. Our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And we love to hear from our brothers and sisters on the inside. Woo-woo! Woo-hoo! And our address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We'd like to send our love and aloha to all the men and women incarcerated and to our dedicated ACO. Lord bless our Hawaii facilities, FTC, Halawa, Lamaka, OCCC, Waiawa, WCCC, and to the 1,500 of men incarcerated in Arizona prison. And to many of the prisons in there, we have another prison we want to pray for tonight.
Amen.
Florence.
We'll throw them on the list.
They're listening in. We met a pastor that ministers to on the streets.
A wife of somebody incarcerated.
That's in prison. And you probably listening to us right now.
Hi, Man, Vanessa.
Vanessa. So bless you guys over there in Florence and La Palma as well.
And Red Rock Eloy Detention Center.
All
of you.
All the preachers out there in wherever you are, around the world. We pray that people around the world, to Australia, Brazil, and may you be blessed tonight. And we pray for grace and mercy upon your lives. Amen.
Amen.
We also send a great big mahalo to our generous sponsor for the Grace 91.1 program in Arizona. That would be the Congregation of the Fishers of Men under the inspirational leadership of Pastor James Bird and First Lady Lucy Mailona.
Praise the Lord, fishes of men. Thank
Pastor,
you, Jesus.
Yes. Pastor Bird,
yes.
I just thank you for re-upping us for another year at Grace 91.1 just this weekend in Saguaro.
Yes. Hallelujah. We'll be covering that today. Today we're going to have a wonderful celebratory program.
Hallelujah.
And we also would like to say a great big mahalo to the Eastman Foundation for the word sponsor right here in Honolulu.
Hallelujah.
You'll get that by the time you hit McDonald's. Well, you know, we just came back from Saguaro, Arizona. Just a life-changing trip there.
Half an hour ago.
Yeah, we just came back.
You're
trying to figure out how we're doing that. We're actually recording this. But nonetheless, it's going to be a tremendous show. And Pastor Quan is still in Arizona. So tonight you've got Pastor James Bird Mahilona. You've got Minister Jeff Rasmussen. You've got Evangelist Lynette Eastman. And you got me, Rev Boo. It's going to be a wonderful show tonight.
Amen.
But, hey, before we get into it, guys, I know we're going to have such great testimonies of what happened up there. But I want to give credit where credit is due because, you know, without this guy, well, that's not the one I wanted. But we'll still go with people get ready. We want to give credit. We want to give credit where credit is due. Jeff Rasmussen taking time out to minister with us. Thank you, Brother Jeff.
Oh, happy to be here.
sir. Yes, sir.
Humming, don't need no ticket, you just pack the load. People get ready, people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is a key, open the door and for them. There's room to grow among love and roads. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen. The only thing better than having that sung live is to have it recorded, but have the person here live and in person. And he's looking real good on the radio. You know, I just want to let everybody know, Free Inside Ministry, we just came back, and it was the seven from heaven. You know, yeah. On our trip, we had Pastor Virginia Domiglan, Pastor Barry Noni, Pastor James Bird Amahilona, Pastor Kawa Kwan, my beautiful bride, Lynette, Minister Jeff Rasmussen, and yours truly. And what a trip it was. And so tonight is just a celebratory event. We're going to talk story and give God all the glory, honor, and praise. And it's nothing about what we do, but it is about everything that God does through each and every one of us. And, you know, it's not about numbers, but it was our 23rd trip to minister in Saguaro. So we have a vested interest in the kingdom of God and to the souls of those that are incarcerated there. And all we do is bring them the truth, the whole truth. And nothing but the truth. So help us, God.
So help us, God.
And we had a great road manager. We didn't have to look far and wide to get a road manager, but yeah. The wingless angel stepped in as usual in her authoritative position and stance and decided to run this motley crew. So maybe, Lynn, you could just share with the brothers and sisters that are listening tonight. And I know it's near and dear to your heart whenever we go to Saguaro,
because
God always shows up and shows off.
You know, I got to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, and I just wanted to give a shout out to our brothers and sister volunteers at First Assembly of God, Red Hill, and that's to Pastor Scott and Mary Ann, Sister Linda, Brother Robert that used to go out with us. And, you know, we just love the Lord because he uses the foolish things of the world. But, you know, we started this trip, and we've never had a plane delay in 22 times.
Could not believe that. Could not believe
it. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
It wasn't just a kind of half an hour or hour.
Well, I mean, I remember we were checking in at 10. We were there at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. for a 1 o'clock flight. We like to go early, relax.
That's why she's the road manager.
You know? So we're there, and the guy goes, hey, didn't you know your lights delay, and I was waiting for the punchline. Like, just kidding, you know, because he remembers us when we go to Phoenix. And he goes, "Oh, it's at 6:45. What?
P.M.
Yeah, P.M. Right
there. P.M.
So we stayed. We stayed till it was time to go, and really, the flight didn't leave till about 7:30, I think, 7:30 at night. So we had a nice 8-hour delay in hanging out at the airport. And, you know, God gives time to minister.
Hallelujah.
And then we arrived in Phoenix at 4 in the morning. And, you know, at that point, the clock is ticking, because when you do prison ministry, although we let the Holy Spirit flow there, You're really tight on the time that they allowed you access, and we thank you, Assistant Warden Grigo, for allowing us, and Warden Taylor. And so anyhow, we get to the hotel, we take a shower, and we go have breakfast, and we're just kind of zombie-like because we didn't have any sleep. But, you know, we got to Saguaro, we got in, and I tell you, once we walked into the place, it just exploded.
Hey, Jeff, you've been with us for a few times now. And
amen.
Sorry about the delay. But, you know, a lot of people don't know, and I'm going to share it right now, is, you know, Jeff Rasmussen, Nahoku Hanohano Award winner, one of the top musicians and entertainers in the state of Hawaii, takes time off from his job of making an income to go serve and to minister with us. And we can't thank you enough, Jeff. But, you know, some thoughts from this trip, and we're just having a round table because we're going around the table and talking. Sorry.
I'm just happy to be a part of this, you know, and it's such a beautiful thing. And like you told me on our first trip I ever went, it's going to be life-changing, which it has been.
And you said, yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Wasn't expecting that. Yes. It was very, very much life-changing.
Amen.
And I look forward to going back as much as I can.
Yes.
Well, you know, and the wonderful thing is the men, they just love you. They know you real. And
I love them too, man.
One of the challenges when we see people we know personally that are incarcerated, and it just brings us to that point of gratitude and just saying, thank you, Jesus, you know. But you release so much through your music, and when you explain to them. And
they're so touched.
You know, that song you play, Pray For Me, I'm telling you, there's not a dry eye in the house ever whenever you start strumming those chords. Because
including mine.
Yeah, it's including yours. You know, exactly. But that's just the heart you have for those incarcerated.
And
but,
you know, he plays his Pray For Me when we're praying one-on-one with the brothers, and it just... it's so special.
It's just an incredible feeling.
Incredible.
There's no other feeling. No other feeling I can even put my finger on. Can't.
Saturday he was playing Pray For Me, and I was praying, and the brother was crying, and then all of a sudden he was singing, and then all of a sudden all I heard, Jeff, was...
Yeah,
Holy Spirit fell tough. On Jeff.
It's pretty tough to hold, you know, trying to sing and
it's good
and
when he sings in tongues.
Back of tears.
It's good when he sings in tongues. if there was anybody on this trip that I would have to call the road warrior, Mad Max himself, none other than Pastor James Bird Mahilona.
Yes. Amen.
Boom. Boom. No, this time wasn't boom, was bam.
Bam.
Bam. Bam. Bam. Oh, bam. From Best of Virginia. Bam. Adobo.
That was good.
Well, church, there was a position, and there's a lot of new beginnings and position for a lot of guys in Saguaro right now.
Yes,
there's a lot of new guys that were shipped there. And spiritually, some of them are locally positioned right where God wanted them to be.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Because we started to see the change of their attitude, the contents of their faith, and their love for Jesus.
Amen.
And you know that the gospel, when we bring the gospel, God going to establish his purpose and plan, Bula.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Hallelujah.
All we do, we took a conference over there, a conference of
pastors.
Yeah,
it's like we couldn't take them out to the pastor's conference. Yeah. So we brought a pastor's conference to them.
That would have cost a lot of money to take
cost
them out.
Cost them some money.
To hire all the ACOs, one by one. But was a
perfection.
Very amazing. Yeah, it was perfect.
Everything just
7 is the number of completion and perfection. You know what was early confirmation? As soon as the flight was delayed, of course. But when we got onto the flight, there was a gentleman sitting directly behind Lynn in our row, right behind us.
Yes, that's right.
And he was sitting there, had his cap pulled on. I noticed he had some tats, but you know we're not going to judge anybody.
He was mumbling to me. Fisher's men. Fisher's men.
and the incredible thing, here we are starting on this mission trip, and he says that he was baptized just this past summer, Bird, at your men's conference, that you have the Saturday before Father's Day. I mean, what are the odds? I can't even figure out the odds of that happening.
1 out of 5 million.
Well, yeah, I'm glad, I knew, and that's why you're staying up late every night figuring that out. But you know, and then you said he didn't even come to the conference with a church. He just came off the street.
Off the streets.
And he got baptized, because in Pastor Bird's men's conference, we baptized in the middle of the conference. That's right. Right in the yard, we're going to dunk him. And not only that, we're able to bless a bunch of other men that were baptized that day. So it was a life-changing experience with Pastor James Eric Williams there with us. But you talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm. And then, Lynn, maybe you can share about, we're eating dinner Sunday. It's our last dinner there. And the young lady that was at the restaurant.
Yeah. You know, God is moving. We get in there, and then you know, Barry's Mr. Ambassador. He's talking to everybody. We saw some local people there and that moved there. And then this lady saw on the back of his shirt that 99.5 and Grace 91.1 Free Inside. And she says, are you the guys that are on the radio?
Really?
And that just started everything. And to make a long story short, she ended up just sitting with us. And her husband's incarcerated in Florence. Hi, how are you?
Hey, you guys.
And Vanessa, and you know, it was so beautiful. And
well, she wasn't even gonna go there. It's out of her way.
Yeah, why?
It's not even on her
track. She's by herself.
Yeah, it's by herself.
And she's driving home, and God tells her, go to Golden Corral in Casa Grande.
What?
And she's like, oh no, Lord. And then she, okay.
But she's a faithful, obedient servant who preaches on the streets.
Yeah, she's a street minister.
Street minister.
And her husband also ministers in the prison. He's serving life. And at one point, she was sitting there, and we were talking and taking pictures and all this. And then she, all of a sudden, she's just crying. She says, I'm just so overwhelmed by the Lord. And, you know, when God uses you in such a mighty way, and then you meet these beautiful people that love him just as much, you know. And then we're extended to another prison. And who really knows? And so if you're out there in Arizona, and then you're in one of the prisons that we talk about.
Maybe they could drop us a line. Our P.O. box is 89253, Amen. Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. Once again, get your pen and paper ready. Free Inside Ministry, P.O. box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. Give us your name. Let us know where you're listening from. We give you a shout-out. We put you on our prayer list. We can pray for you.
Yes, hallelujah.
We would be so blessed. Mm-hmm. That would be what we call that bird. Payday.
Payday. And also, you know, the manager of Grace 91.1 asked if you could also write them, because they want to hear feedback. They hear a lot of, they have a lot of members in their church that do prison ministry. So they're getting a whole lot of verbal confirmation that you're listening to the program, but, you know, they want to hear from you.
Yes.
And, you know, and we are so blessed when Bulla gets that email. You got mail. Because we use that P.O. box 89253 just for Free Inside Ministry. And we just, and with the mail that we get, that we don't get a lot of rubbish mail. It's all good mail.
All good stuff. You know,
and good just, stuff.
If there's something you want us to do on the program, if there's any comments or if there's any compliments, send them on into us.
A song you want to hear?
There's a certain song. We'll try and dig it up for you, you know, and then that way we can respond to you. The staff will be responding to you from Free Inside, of course. But, hey, Jeff, you know, did you ever think, I'm just coming off the top of my head, did you ever think how far your music could go into changing lives today?
No. No.
Could you see the men change when you start singing?
Man.
I mean, they just, it's a little touch of home, but it's just, it's guided by the Holy Spirit. I think that
That's
anybody
right.
can be a musician, but few can play for the Lord.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
And that's what they know. They know your heart. And, you know, we're just so blessed. And we had Pastor Kawa Kwan with the ukulele. Barry was on bass, more than enough. And then when we were at the Casa Grande Calvary Chapel, had a chance for the four Kanakas to sing Kanaka YY.
Yeah.
So that's on Facebook.
It's a limited edition.
It's a limited edition, of course. Pastor Bird, you've been with us a few times. What did you notice that's different now going into Soror with our team?
Well, with the team, there was a deeper revelation. Of ministering to them at this time.
Amen.
And I think when I say deep, that's mean spiritually.
Amen.
And there's something that we minister, it's done with a hammer but with a cushion. This one was deep, this is spiritually. And it was to the core of who we are today. Because in the core, in your heart, this is where all the dreams, this is where the ministry starts. This is where the everything that your compassion starts with. It starts from the heart. Amen. And this is what was happening when we were ministering to the man's heart. And you could see them crying, Lynn. They come up for prayer, Lynn.
You know, this. I believe it was the second service on Friday. And Minister Jeff and Pastor Barry and Pastor Kwan started playing Holy Spirit. And the acoustics in the Faith Pod was so, I mean, I felt like I was in heaven. Wouldn't you agree? It was so, the atmosphere, and especially on the first day, usually when we go in, you know, there's struggles because the enemy is not going to just sit back and let us come on in and, you know, bring everyone to the Lord. And there was a lot of new, exactly. And so there were a lot of new men in the Faith Pod. And, but by that afternoon, you know, they were singing in harmony.
Yes.
Amen. And then the acoustics, I was in heaven. I was in heaven. Hallelujah.
You know, we take the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's in John 14:6 where Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. All we're doing is giving them access to that. And the one thing about that, you got to realize, if he's the way, you can't get lost.
That's
if he's
right.
the truth, you cannot be deceived. And if he's the life, the devil cannot kill you. All we're trying to do is get them on the access to their freeway of prayer. Because when we leave, they're there by themselves. So what we try and do is introduce them to the Holy Spirit, the helper, the advocate, the one that was left behind.
Yes.
And I explain to them in ministry that even Jesus needed Judas. Go, what you talking about, Pastor Bula? Judas was a bad guy. No, we all need trials and tribulations. We need challenges because that's what's going to push us closer to the Lord. If Judas was not around, Jesus would never have gone to the cross and we'd still be going to a dying, burning hell. We live in a sick and secular society today right now. The only answer we have, and as Pastor Bird touched upon it earlier, the only answer is what I call a systemic solution. If you ever have nutweed in your nice grass, you can't just pull them off the top of little kid time and say, hey, I'm pull weeds. Yeah. No, that nutweed root goes down, down, and down. A lot of churches, they like just to be very flowery on the top. They look pretty. They sound pretty. They feel pretty. They smell pretty. Some churches are right at the ground level where they're saying, well, we could be doing this, but we're just going to stay right here. Then there are other ministries that dig deep. They go for the root. They go for the cause. They go for the core of the problem. And it's a systemic solution to their temporary situation. It's like we say, where you at ain't where you're going, and you've got to believe that. Right, Pastor Bird?
Amen. Amen. There's a part of the ministry, the Word of God, that there's some stuff that Jeremiah, you know, in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, he said, before he knew you in the womb. But in Jeremiah, when he was called from the mother's womb, it goes on to say that there's some stuff that had to be rooted out, pulled down, and destroyed. And
Amen.
That's the old man. The old nature of who they are and when they... You see, when I ministered this is that... The old man got them into prison.
Yes, sir.
And after the ministry of the word and the gospel comes into their lives and they get to see it, it starts to deteriorate, settle down all the storms in their mind. And then they start to see the new creature that's going to keep them out of jail.
Amen.
And this is where we need to be with to take out the roots that has been rooted down in their life and the past generation curse. Whatever words were said upon your life, you know, there's a lot of stuff that has affected the Ambula, you know, the lifestyle too as well.
Hallelujah.
You know, so we, and plenty of us in Hawaiians, we come from a lifestyle of poverty. But, you know, the Lord, when you know the Lord, there's no such thing as poverty.
Poverty, that's right, blessings.
That's the perception. You know, I believe, as we said to the men there that we shared, is we believe together, we pray together so that we can receive together. But you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. You hear that every time coming from this program and from our ministry. But I truly believe that we need a revival for our survival. And I'm talking society right now. You don't have to be incarcerated to be tied up in the bondage of sin. You could be walking down King Street right now as we're recording. But the thing is, we all have to have a come to Jesus moment. But you've got to believe it to receive it.
You know, and I just want to remind my brothers that we were talking to and just fellowshipping with all weekend long. Just remember, the biggest witness that you can do for Jesus is the way that you live your life. Amen. Sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you live, so that they look at you and say, yes, he's a man of God. And, you know, I told that to so many different men this weekend, and I just pray that you put it in your spirit that you be a man of God, that you just, the way you live, that you show others how much you love Jesus.
That's right. Hallelujah. You know, the biggest challenge we have is to living a godly life when the lights are out.
Amen.
Anybody can do what they want when the lights are on there, but what are you? That's when your character is developed. That's what people are going to watch what you do more than they're going to listen to what you say. Because a lot of time people say, ah, that's just voila, that's just words. How do a guy live his life? In fact, Pastor Virginia gave a great example to see what comes out of your heart, because from the heart comes from the abundance of your heart comes through your mouth. She said, go kick that bed corner. See what happens when you kick the bed corner. And if it's not what it should be, then we're gonna know real quick.
Hey, you know, Bula, Brother Jeff, maybe you can share a little bit about when you saw your friend.
Oh, yeah, my friend Cody. When we walked in, I was really happy to see him in the faith pod.
Oh, and, yes. And,
because he was in sick.
Yep, he's making a change.
Made a change, and he's moving forward with God, and he's trying hard, so that's why I'm so happy to have been there to help give the encouragement.
Amen.
And try and minister to these guys, and it's so beautiful.
What an opportunity. Imagine Amen. That a friend sees a friend from Hanabara days, and yeah. Hey, that's my friend. He's coming to minister. Yeah. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Pastor Bird, you can close us in prayer this evening, sir.
Yes, Father God, we just thank you, Lord. And Lord, this prayer is specific and to the point, because your word says that in the end times, everything that you say shall come to pass. Father God, I pray, Acts chapter 2, verse 17. You said in the end times, Lord, you would pour down your spirit upon your men, your sons, and your daughters, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Father God, yes, Lord, that all the distractions are gone from these men that are incarcerated.
Yes,
and
Lord.
It doesn't matter what prison, all the prisons. I'm speaking to everyone, Lord. Is that at the sound of my voice, I'm speaking to you specifically. That God said he going to pour down his spirit upon all flesh, and you're going to prophesy and see things that you have never seen before.
Amen.
In Habakkuk chapter 2, he talks about the prophet, that he said he going to wait at his watch, and he was going to watch what God has to say. And God, listen, when God gives you a dream, it shall come to pass. God is a God that shall not lie. Whatever God is showing you in these times to come, as God ministers to you with dreams and visions, you going to be a prophet and a minister to the boys and the guys on the inside. In Jesus' name I pray.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen, amen. Hey, you're so blessed. Tomorrow night we've got Pastor Bird coming back right in the studio. Like buckle up. And Jeff, too.
Hallelujah.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.